Darren, I suppose when you look at the game, you started very well. First minute, you had a chance. Ryan Rainey shot over the bar. Then you took the lead in the 6th minute. Longford Town came into the game. We were very unlucky, then hit the post.
It's a very strange game. It's not very often that I have had an opportunity to stand this year and say, I think we probably deserved the full 3 points. As you're 100% right. We started really, really well. We got ourselves in front. Then we come out the second half and we start really well again in the second half. We've had 2 massive chances in the game at the start of the second half. 2 massive chances and we don't take any of them. And then Longford obviously get their goal and get back to 1 each. But the final 15 or 20 minutes, the 3 chances we create in the final 15 minutes of the game, I'm at a loss at how we haven't scored. But that's football, isn't it? You know, there's fine margins and goals win games, not opportunities. Tonight we created a lot of opportunities, but we're unable to take them. So it's disappointing, but it's still another point on the board. But I'm hugely disappointed because I think we've let 2 points slip away.
What if I say to you that, okay, we had a partisan media there, but every one of us had Jack Brady as man of the match. So I think that's why you didn't score near the end.
And other people will say that's his job. So yes, he had a good game, but I think we made it easy for him. You know, all the opportunities that we had were straight at him. So, but look, no, Jack had a good game for Longford. He definitely had. You know, Longford are in the position that we were in last year, and it's not nice and it's difficult, you know, and the games are hard, and it's tough on players when you're going through that type of stuff, you know. But I'm sure Wayne will be delighted with their character, and he'll be delighted with how they responded, and they got themselves back into the game, and they've got themselves a point. But I would like to think that even himself, that we probably over the course of 90 minutes deserved to win the game. But unfortunately, sometimes in football, well, opportunities don't win you games, goals do, and we didn't do enough.
Yeah, and as I said to you, that post, but then obviously Longford Town hit the post, and then they had, it was actually a very good goal. It disallowed, it would have been a very good goal over the balance of play. I was surprised that Finn Harps aren't coming away with 3 points.
Yeah, but again, you know, as I say, one lapse of concentration from us and we concede the goal, being not ruthless enough in the other 18-yard box when the opportunities present themselves, and that's the story of the night down here in Bishopsgate. That's just the way it's been for us. So,
do you think you created enough chances over the course of the game? Because you started well, but then Longford Town got into the game in the first half, and then the second half was a bit like that. You started well and then ended it well, but then there was that middle.
The middle bit, I think both teams created chances, but I think we created the better of the chances for both teams, and that's probably the disappointing thing. Look, I think the young kid made a massive difference for us coming onto the football field. Like, he's 15 years of age, and he created 3 opportunities in his 15 minutes on the pitch. You know, he sees things, and you know, he set up 3 opportunities for us that were really, really good opportunities, and unfortunately we just didn't take any of them. So that's it.
And the thing about it is, you have to mind him as well. You know, you would love to be able to throw him in earlier. You want to give him a lot of football, but you can't be giving him too much football.
Yeah, I'm probably one of the most fortunate managers in the game, because I spent a lot of time in the Irish Football Association working with the best young players in Northern Ireland. I know a lot of the pitfalls, and I know when the time's right to introduce him into games and when to leave him out of games. And yes, there'll be a mad rush, and everybody will want him in, and everybody will want to see him. You've got to remember, he's the tender age of 15. And it's something. He's a young boy, and I have a duty of care to him. I know how talented the young boy is. I know how hard he worked. I know the fantastic job that everyone in our academy has done to get him to the point to where he is. He will remain part of the first team squad for the rest of the season, and we'll take time with him. We'll allow him to grow. We'll allow him to learn senior men's football. But I certainly have no fear of bringing him into the pitch. You know, this evening, one of our top players this season, Tony McNamee, was just feeling it a wee bit, and when you see our club captain and probably our best performer this season coming off and bringing on a 15-year-old boy, and him stepping into that role and performing the way he did, that's the massive positive again for us this evening.
Think about it as well, this is the first game back after the break. Also, you're missing a few people as well for various reasons, so to get that game out of the way as well, you know, you've got a point on the board. You would have liked 3, but you've got the point.
Yeah, we've got the point, and I say we move on to Kerry on Thursday evening. It's been a decent season for us so far, considering the trials and tribulations that we have been through as a football club this last 3 years. it's been hugely difficult for the football club. But it brought a bit of stability.
For Town would be, you know, much the same as you mentioned last season. There, you know, you were in the same position, and talking when Dave Rogers was there, you know, about how the team clubs were much the same. It's, you know, when you're outside that Dublin area,
it's very difficult. You know, for us to get players to Donegal, we have to put them in a house. We have no choice. You know,
no caravan in Bundoran. No.
No caravan in Bundoran. So we can't, you know, they can't travel from Dublin to Donegal and back down again. So we that obviously plays on our finances, you know. And we are, like, Longford's our closest trip, believe it or not.
Yeah, this is our derby game.
This is our derby. So, you know, our derby's Longford, and they're 2 hours 45 minutes from us, you know. So, but no, look, I'm well pleased with what we have done so far. I think we play decent football at times. I think we know how to dig in as well. And look, we're in a position where I wanted us to be. I believed we could be. And to be fair, the players have done that so far. But we have to dust ourselves down. We're 14 to go. And I just said to them in there, football's about opportunities. And you have an opportunity to try and get yourself into the playoff. But nobody's going to give you it. And it's okay sitting in front of me and saying, Murph, you know, we want to be in the playoffs. Actions speak louder than words. So you've got to be able to go out onto the pitch and deliver. And tonight we weren't ruthless enough in the final third, and that's why we're leaving here with 1 point instead of three.
And the thing about it is, every game that has went before you, Darren, means nothing. The next couple of games, this is the big time now for Harps if they want to get that playoff spot.
Yeah, the most important game is always the next. It's not the last. You know, what happens in the last, you can do nothing about. Yeah. So I always
prepare for the next one.
Prepare for the next one. Dust yourself down and go again. We have had a difficult time against Kerry this year. We drew the game at Finn Park. We lost the game away. People, you know, think that Kerry shouldn't be winning games of football. They deserve an immense amount of credit. They have more points on the board now than they had the whole of last season. I think they got a late equaliser again tonight away to Wexford. Ryan Callier must be the in-form striker in the league at the moment. Kerry deserve massive credit for the changes that they have made at their football club. So we know that Thursday evening is going to be a very, very difficult game for us. But look, again, my boys have been competitive in every game this year. That's the one thing that I can say. We've been competitive in every game. And I just hope we're competitive again on Thursday evening. And if we are, hopefully we're able to pick up 3 points.